Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Still a 10-point game, under 10 minutes to go now. 78-68. Warriors lead the Celtics. But 9.5 is the number. 190.5 the total's down to. I mean, nobody's... I mean, there's just Brick City out here, Joe. I mean, it is just... brick after brick after brick.
I know. This is Boston's type of game, though. If they're going to win it, this is what happens.
You would have thought, with the total where it's heading, that you're right. That's up Boston's alley. But it's just not happening for them.
Well, because they don't have... The problem is, who's scoring for them? Who's scoring? I mean, Brown has 21, Tatum 11, Holford 13.
They better, you know what, Tatum's the kind of guy, Joe, who's been walking around, you know, thinking that, and listen, it is what it is, that he should be mentioned amongst the best in the game.
No, come on.
Well, let me finish. Well, if he does feel that way, then he better be ready to take criticism like the best in the game get when they lose this series, because he's been awful in it. He's been awful in this series. Let's be fair, Joe.
You know, the problem is, though, too, is that when you're elite or when you're top, let's give him top 10. You have to carry it. He's not even looking to shoot.
No, he's not.
He doesn't want the ball.
And every game in this series, he's been awful in the fourth quarter. Every game.
Right. So your best player doesn't want the basketball, and it is not trying to elevate your team to the next level. So
he's
why
points in the second half? No points.
How could that be, Carver? How could that be?
But look, it's like that stat. He's had 5 points in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter and all the games combined. All the final 5 minutes of every game, he's had 5 points. It's just not
I really thought tonight would be the night that he steps up.
Yeah.
I mean, with the series on the line, you're at home.
No, just didn't get it done.
Did they get the tip? They're missing game. They are missing heartbreakers right now.
Yeah. So 82-70.
Oh, man.
The Warriors now lead by 12. Celtics up to plus 920. Man, 187.5, Joe.
They're toast, Carver. They're down 14. They're down 14. Come on. Stick a fork in them.
I'm not saying anything until the clock hits zero.
He got one. Hey, there he is. I hang on the rim, too. Yeah, show
Tatum got a bucket.
Got
a
dunk.
Look at that. Yeah.
Hanging on the rim like he's...
said, hang on the rim.
Five slammer jammer there.
Hang on the rim. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here tonight. Let me tell you what else is going on, Joe, baseball-wise. Still 2-0, Angels lead the Mariners, bottom of the third. Earlier, Rangers beat the Tigers 3-1. Mets beat the Brewers 5-4, as we know. Diaz bailed out by the awful third base coach on the Brewers' lane. Yankees beat the Rays 2-1 tonight, Joe. Rizzo tied the game in the sixth with a single and then won the game in the ninth with a homer. How about that?
Mm.
No response from Joey. Probably.
No, I mean, I'm on the Yankees are hot. I'm on their over win total this year, 92.5. So, yeah, it's great.
They better get that at this point.
Oh, look at this. He missed a dunk. Come on.
You're all over Tatum.
No, it wasn't Tatum. It was Williams.
I mean, Tatum with the little finger roll that didn't go.
Look at this. No defense.
Now I'm feeling a little more comfortable, Joe. When I see the live for the Celtics go up to plus 1,600, that makes me feel a little bit better.
I mean, they're just
makes
chucking.
Makes me feel a little bit better now.
Bing, bing, bing. Horford, look at this. Oh, my God. This is like watching. I don't know what this is like.
So 13 plus 1,400. There's no point in. The Warriors are going to win, Joe. I'm staying out of it. I'm going to stand my ground here. 12-point game with 6.5 minutes to go. I'm going to stand my ground. They're going to win this game. And we need a couple runs to come across. So when we come back, Joe, you brought up, I didn't want to get into it in the short segment. I want to talk about that Tyreek Hill thing.
All right.
Because I found it to
be a joke.
I found it to be absolutely outrageous what he said.
What he's saying, not Mahomes.
Oh, what Hill said, yeah. Is what I found to be outrageous. I didn't know about it. I know this happened a couple of days ago on some dopey podcast that he does. I wasn't sure when that happened, but then obviously it got more attention with Mahomes today responding to it. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're gonna like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth. 11-point lead for the Warriors. 86-75. -9.5 for Golden State. 184.5 is the live total. Celtics plus 1,200, 12-1 on the money line, if you think that they can do it. I need one more three from Marcus Smart, Joe. I know that, as I try to get greedy here.
He's been a little quiet last 3-4 minutes.
They've all been quiet, Joe. They've all been quiet. Nobody's getting it done. So I wanted to go back to this with this Tyreek Hill thing. Hill recently suggested on his It Needed to Be Said podcast that, among other things, the Chiefs and Mahomes might struggle without him and that he was underused last season in Kansas City. Hill led the Chiefs with a career-high 111 catches in 2021. Guy caught 111 balls and 1 billion touchdowns and 1 billion yards. Meanwhile, it's an 8-point game now in Boston, Joe. I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to be real upset. Real upset. And there's a three back by the Warriors. 3-for-3 on FanDuel. Even though I'm 2 baskets behind Joe on the TV, I saw they got a three. Responded with a three. Let's go, Joe.
You feel good? You feel good about it?
All right, so Hill says that he was underused last season. Here's what I'm going to say, Joe, and Mahomes responded today, obviously, playing the good guy. I love Tyreek, one-of-a-kind player. Offense was rolling, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm a little surprised. Feel like we love him. We've always loved him. Still love him. So who cares what Mahomes really had to say. It just brought some attention to what's going on. Tyreek Hill, Joe, is going to wish in about 6 months from now that he still had Patrick Mahomes throwing him the football. As much as he wants to do what he did here, saying he was underused, and he wants to try to say that Tua is more accurate just from catching some balls off of him in practice or whatever he wants to do, he's going to be begging, Joe, in 6 months that he was catching balls again from Tyreek, from Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Praying.
You okay? Think it's six months? I think it's
You're right. It could be three.
I think it's 3 months. Tua sucks. I'm a Dolphin fan. Tua sucks. And can we stop with every athlete now thinking they're funny because they have a podcast now and that people are going to view in because, he's Tyreek Hill Cheetah. He's going to have 7 million listeners to his podcast. Can we stop now?
Well, that's one way to get people to listen, by making dopey statements like that.
Listen, I make dopey statements all the time. People aren't, 7 million people aren't, tuning in.
If I was Patrick Mahomes, and he's obviously a stand-up guy, and him and Reed aren't going to go up there and they're going to bash Hill. They're not going to do that. We know that, Joe. But if I was him, you could sit up there and go, where would he be without us? With all that money that he's counting down in Miami right now, would he be counting all that money without Patrick Mahomes? No.
It's a good question.
He wouldn't be.
I know he wouldn't be. Here's the thing that people, and can we stop that with the Dolphin fans drinking the Kool-Aid? Tua, yeah, he's a good touch passer. He's a good passer, 10 to 15 yards. I don't care about his completion percentage, yards over 25 yards. Ben keeps bringing it up on Football Full Circle that, he's got the highest percentage on passes over 25%, but on the flip side, he's got the fewest attempts. I get that. That's a great statistic. Have you watched Tua throw down the field? He throws it high for Mike Gesicki almost all the time. His security blanket in a tough spot is Mike Gesicki. He's just like Carson Wentz in terms of when Wentz had Zach Ertz in Philly. Okay, when Wentz went to Indianapolis, he couldn't get the ball down the field. Okay? Can we stop? Tua is not an elite quarterback. He's not.
Look, there's a lot of people, Joe.
Is he going to throw? You really think Pat Mahomes, where he rolls out, throws a dart 35 yards to a streaking cheetah running down the field? You think that's going to happen with Tua?
No.
Come on.
No, I do not. And Tua's going to wish, like you said. I said 6 months, you said three. He's going to wish Tyreek Hill that he was back with Patrick Mahomes in that amount of time.
You know what Tyreek Hill's going to do to Tua? He's going to expose him. You know why? Because Cheetah's going to be running a 4-2-40 down the sidelines, and Tua's going to underthrow him multiple times.
I don't disagree. I think it's going to be really bad. And listen, we've talked about this already. This isn't old news. I mean, this isn't something new that we're talking about. He's now got Tyreek Hill. He's got Jalen Waddle. He's got plenty of weapons. So he don't get it done now, he never getting it done. He's got a new stable of running backs. He's got the nerd as the head coach. He's got everything you could ever possibly want. But this isn't about Tua, Joe. This is about Tyreek Hill.
It's about Tyreek Hill building up to make it sound like, I'm going to break out. Yeah, you're going to break out. Quarterback had 16 touchdowns
interceptions. Do the Chiefs play the Dolphins this year?
2,600 yards.
Do the Chiefs play the Dolphins this year?
Let me double check that. I don't believe they do.
I don't think they do either, because I know the East doesn't play the West this year.
Here's the other thing about Tua. Tua, highest game, one game, okay, over 300. One game in today's NFL, over 300, came against the Jaguars in London, and they lost.
Do they play them?
Come on.
They do not.
No.
No Chiefs this year. The next time that they do play, and Mahomes is going to light him up.
Could we just stop about Tua? Let's look at the defenses, okay, that Tua played that was somewhat decent. Tennessee, okay, right? Tennessee?
Yes.
All right. They were the number one seed, 47% completion percentage. Your Buffalo Bills, where they lost on the road in Buffalo, 26-11, didn't cover the 14.5, 53% completion percentage. New England, Belichick, game one, they got the W, but it wasn't because of Tua, 59% completion percentage. Baltimore, 61. Come on now. Can we stop?
I hope they hang a number up here. I'm seeing what they have. Obviously, they have like Rodgers and Prescott and Allen and Burrow. I want the Tua passing yards number. I want that. I want the total yards.
You taking the under? You're taking the under?
Oh, I'm taking the under. Right, I want the Hill number too when they put the receivers up, because I'm going to take the under on him as well. Tyreek Hill.
You're looking at Tyreek Hill, maybe?
He should be.
935
He should give a cut of the money he got from the Dolphins to Patrick Mahomes. That's how lucky he is that he met him and he was on the same team as him. Should give him a cut of the money. 10% like an agent, Joe, is what he should give Mahomes.
Can I go out on a limb here? And I know it's a cold weather. Stephon Diggs has more receiving yards than Cheetah this year.
I think his number would be higher than him anyway. Plays in a better offense.
But here's
plays
the other
with a better
thing.
Quarterback.
I understand better quarterback, but he also plays in December and January.
Who cares about that? That stuff doesn't matter anymore, Joe. That's a typical old man football. That stuff right there.
Old man.
That's what that is.
I love Doug.
Okay?
I love Diggs.
This is 2022. The cold weather doesn't matter. These guys throw the football every week now. It doesn't make a difference, and the numbers are still big. That's the 80s, Joe. The old, you can't throw the ball in cold weather. That's
what
gone.
Did your boy throw against New England on the Monday night?
I'll come back and we'll get to that. We're back after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard here on a Thursday night as the Warriors are 1 minute away. They're up 101-88 on the Celtics, and they are going to win their fourth NBA championship in the last 8 years in their sixth trip to the finals. So another one for Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Steve Kerr, as the Celtics are going to empty the bench, Joe. Here they all come.
Oh, man.
Here come all the hacks who never play.
Can I get the hacks get the over?
189 right now with 103 to go. You need what? 197?
Yeah.
You need 8 points? I don't know, Joe. You're going to need a couple of these humps that they just came in to maybe chuck up some threes and pray that they hit them.
Hump Central. Here we go.
Well, they completely emptied the bench, so everybody that's good is out.
It's 190. I need seven.
I understand that. That's what I said to you.
I thought you said it was 189.
It was until that free throw that you just saw.
191 now. Come on, foul! They're fouling. All right, they're fouling.
Are they?
Yeah.
No.
Steph Curry to the line. Yeah.
Wow. Why? Really? They're fouling?
Yeah, they're fouling. It's the that's it. Let's get it.
Now, Joe, since there's a timeout and this is going on, I'm going to correct you here from what you said going
to
the break.
You're
going to
correct me.
I'm going to correct you because you referenced a game that had absolutely nothing to do with cold weather, Joe. That game that you're referencing was wind, and we're talking 50-mile-an-hour winds that, honestly, like McDermott found out in the second half, he was a moron for not throwing the ball anyway because, as Allen showed you, he would have been able to throw it. So McDermott screwed that game up. Secondly, Joe, the game that was actually cold where they played the Patriots, which, as you know, was the playoff game, how'd Allen do that night?
He did great.
Okay, Joe, listen, this is 2022, and you know this. Cold weather doesn't matter anymore.
Let me rephrase that. I'm talking about the cold weather elements. I'm not talking just frigid cold.
But even in the snow, these guys throw the ball now. It doesn't matter anymore. It's their entire offense all the time. This old football thinking of, well, you know, here comes the cold and the snow, and let's hand the ball off at 3 yards, and we're going to control the clock. These coaches don't care about that anymore, Joe. This is the NFL in 2022. They throw the football no matter what.
Totally agree. So then why did Stephon Diggs fall off the map in the second half of the season?
What do you mean fall off the map? Fall off the map? Joe, hold on a second here, Joe. I want to get the fall off the map stuff out. Hold on 1 second. Let's find out about falling off the map. Hold on. So a year where he caught 103 balls, 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns, he fell off the map. Let's see how it went for him here, falling off the map. 1 second. Let me bring it up for you, Joe. I want to get all the information in front of me for falling off the map. Which, by the way, you want to talk about falling off the map. He played with a slight injury during like the last 8 games of the season.
Here we go with the injuries.
You want to fall off a map? We could fall off
the
map.
Here we go with the injuries.
Game logs, 2021, right? That's what you want? You want last year's games. Let's see how much he fell off.
Yeah, tell me.
Fell off a map. He had...
Well, which game do you want to go to? Week 10, right? 8 receptions, 162. Okay. They annihilate the Jets, right? Then he follows that up, 4 for 23, 7 for 74, 4 for 51, 7 for 74, 4 for 35, 7 for 85, 5 for 52, and 9 for 81.
And
you tell me, is that falling off the map? He's not falling off the map.
What are you talking, Joe? And so in September, when he had 4 for 60 and 2 for 69 and 9 for 89, he had the same numbers all year, Joe. What are you talking about?
Carver, Stephon Diggs was one. They signed him to a big deal, right? He was an elite playmaker. He was getting over 100-yard games for all of 2020.
He caught 103 balls for 1,200 yards. I don't understand. And he added other weapons to last year's team.
Yes, I know. Gabriel Davis, I know. Breakout star from UCF, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, I actually said Stephon Diggs would have better production than Cheetah this year. That's how this conversation started.
That's how it started, Joe. But you're talking about he fell off a map when it got cold. That would mean that the entire offense fell off a map when it got cold.
No, that's not true because it's not true because they ran the football in the second half of the year with Singletary. You know that as well as I do. All right, so that's all we're talking about.
Joe, you're saying two different things now. Two different things.
No, listen.
You referenced a game where there was 50-mile-an-hour winds and nobody could throw the football. That was your reference. That's not the type of game that we're describing here. Late season. That can happen in September, a game with 50-mile-an-hour winds.
He had 4 for 51. What I'm saying is that because Buffalo plays in a colder weather environment, right? And I agree with that. I love Josh Allen. I think he's an MVP candidate. But when people view Cheetah, they just automatically assume top two receivers, him and Devontae Adams. No?
Not anymore.
Well, I think Diggs is there, but at the end of the day, if we're talking props and we're talking numbers, if Cheetah's on Kansas City, do you think he has a higher prop total than Diggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the point, Joe? What are we talking about?
Is that it's carrying over. People are in love with Cheetah on the Dolphins.
They're going to be wrong.
Right.
I don't know what this had to do with Diggs. What did this have to do with Diggs and cold weather football?
I said I like Diggs over Cheetah, even though he plays in cold weather.
Their offense.
That's old men mentality.
It is. And their offense isn't suited to where they play. It isn't. You're right. They're a fast track offense playing in, yes, a place that gets cold in December and January.
We're on the same side.
But as we look through the last 10 years of NFL football in January, go look at the scores of these games in cold weather games in January now. What am I looking at 13-10 games every week?
No, you're
the Bills and the Chiefs. The Bills and the Chiefs played a game. What was the score of the Bill-Chief game and how cold it was that night in Kansas City?
And I was on the over. You're right.
Okay. It doesn't matter anymore.
But Buffalo. It doesn't matter. Is Buffalo not a different environment than Arrowhead?
Okay, well, they dropped 50 points on the Patriots the week before in the coldest game of the entire year.
We know that, and they
ran, but that's just because they suck doesn't mean it wasn't cold out. That was the coldest game of the entire season, and they ripped them for 600 yards of offense, Joe.
And I agree with you.
Did they play 3 yards in a cloud of dust that night?
What did Diggs have in that game? Did he have a breakout game? Or was it Singletary?
A breakout game. So once again, you're going to Diggs when the guy you should be going to is Allen. Because you said that they don't throw in that weather. Well, what did Allen do in that game? What did Josh Allen do in that game where they destroyed the Patriots?
Here we go.
What do you think that he did, Joe?
Dawson Knox had a huge game.
Okay, so that doesn't count because the tight end caught all the passes. Now all of a sudden it doesn't count. So it's not a game because it's not. They didn't throw the football because the tight end caught the ball. That's what you're telling me.
We're talking wide receivers. We're talking Cheetah. We're talking Diggs. I said Diggs has better numbers than Cheetah this year. You're in agreement with me. I like that we're mixing it up a little bit.
I'm in agreement with you. But look, what did he do here? Let's find out. 308 yards and 5 touchdowns in the coldest game in the year, temperature-wise.
What did Diggs have in that?
308 yards. Did Diggs have anything? I guess he didn't play, right? His stats don't count. Unless he had 10 for $175, it doesn't matter what he had. Right? It doesn't matter what he had.
Exactly.
Because he has to have 10 for $175 or it doesn't count.
He's got to have over 100.
He's got to have over 100 yards. 47-17 game. Show the game info. There you go.
What do you have?
Show team stats. I think if they would actually show you what he had, we would find out.
If they actually show. Here, I have it right here.
He had 3 for 60.
3 for 60. Not good enough. That's it. What do you have against? Did he have against Kansas City? 3 for 7. Fell off a map. I was right. Maybe I was wrong about how he fell off the map because of the weather, but he fell off the map.
Yeah, you're right. He was definitely the reason that they lost. It was him falling off the map.
I didn't say that now.
Scoring 30 and 40 points every single playoff game. That was the reason.
No.
That's what it was.
Now you see.
Because, Joe, it's the reasoning. The reasoning is the problem. You said he fell off because of cold weather. That's what you said. So the year before, what did he do the year before in the quote-unquote cold weather?
He had a phenomenal season.
Okay, so do you think that maybe, since both years were in extremely cold weather in December and January, that
was
maybe there was something
in
else
at the end of the year, or were they on the road?
Yeah, they were playing in Buffalo in the end of 2020.
How many games though?
They play the same amount of games, Joe, every year. You play 8 home and 8 on the road. Now they play an extra one. Plays the same amount of games.
Yes, but they play it. They don't play it the same way, Carver.
All right, Joe.
You know that.
Right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Come back and look at tomorrow here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're gonna like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back.
Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The Warriors win. They defeat the Celtics in six. So they were down 2-1. They win three in a row. They finish them off. Fourth title in the last 8 years. Fourth for this Steph, Clay, Draymond, Steve Kerr group. I'm assuming, Joe, they're going to give the MVP to Steph Curry. I mean, look, he's never gotten the NBA Finals MVP before. He had 30-plus points tonight. He had the one game, what was it, game four, where he had the 40-plus, right? He had the 42, the 41 or 42, whatever it was. He only had one bad game in the series, which is game five.
Yeah, I mean, Steph is great, even though he plays in cold weather. I mean...
Well, look, Joe, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just not. So the year before, in cold weather, when Diggs played in cold weather in 2020, I don't know, was that game on December the 13th against Pittsburgh where he had 10 for 130? Was that cold enough? How about the game in Denver on December the 19th where he had 11 for 147? How about the game on December 12th in New England at Foxborough where he had 9 for 145? Were those games cold enough for you, Joe? Were those games cold in December or no?
With you because I know.
Nah, because Joe, it's even more that, and I would make the same statement and be just as upset if you tried to tell me that somebody in another cold weather city that they don't play cold weather. Everybody throws the football now in cold weather. It doesn't matter.
But
makes
that
no
wasn't
difference.
The point I was making. I just threw it out there saying in case – I said Diggs is going to have a better year over Cheetah in Miami even though he plays in a cold weather environment. That's all I said.
But there was no reason to say that. There was no reason to say it.
But that didn't insinuate that I thought Diggs was going to – but in the second half of the year, you have to admit, especially in the playoffs, his productivity did drop.
And what did I say to you? You said because he plays in cold weather.
Well, I said
– So you're were you taking a shot at the entire offense as a whole, or, like I said, old football thinking?
I'm a Dolphin fan, and you know I believe that Buffalo is the best team in the AFC, if not the NFL, this year going in.
Well, everybody
season.
Does. Just go to the window. That. Everybody thinks that they're the best.
But
so at least
on paper, you have to give them – there's no way, and I'll say it, even though Miami upgraded their offensive line, they can't stand toe-to-toe with the Bills in the interior. Bills kill them every single year. You know that. You know that. Already.
Well, they own them. They own them.
Right. So you could have 50. You want to put Jerry Rice and Randy Moss in the Dolphins offense with Tua? They're still going to get crushed by the Bills.
Next year, Joe, in December, make sure you play all those unders for the Bills. Allen.
First of all, I'm always on the overs. I'm always on the overs for the Bills.
I know that.
You know that. And I love Stephon Diggs. I was just making the point that I think he's going to have a much better season than. Then cheat it with Miami.
Well, I agree with you on that, but then you had to throw this thing saying, "Well, except
right, so
even though he plays in cold weather
a little bit, all right." So,
you didn't upset me, Joe. I was trying to make you understand that doesn't matter.
You're right; it does. I maybe I insulted you a little bit.
You didn't insult me. I was trying to let you know that that's no longer a thing in the NFL. It isn't. It's no longer, it has nothing to do with the Bills. You could take every cold weather. You want Pittsburgh, you want Buffalo, you want Foxborough. You go up and down the line. It doesn't matter. All these teams throw in cold weather anymore.
He has a live arm. He has let's not say they all do. They don't all have an arm strength like Josh
Allen.
Okay,
well, look, good quarterbacks in this league are going to go no matter what the weather is, and they're going to throw the football. All right, if Patrick Mahomes comes walking into a stadium, obviously, Joe, we understand that Tua can't throw the football in any weather. So we understand that. If Mason Rudolph shows up in Buffalo on December the 15th, yeah, he's probably going to have a tough time, but he would have the same tough time on September the 15th. So
we're still saying the same thing. I'm in agreement with you. We're just having old school thinking in me and a young school thinking in you, and we'll meet in the middle and we'll see how it plays out this season. That's why we love this show.
Right.
I love striking a nerve. I like when you have a little zeal. I'm tired of being the one where my blood pressure goes through the roof all the time. I like when you get hot.
Meanwhile, you got me involved in this Angel Mariner game where there's two runs in five innings.
See, that's why. You see, why don't we just come out? We're all friends here. It's a great circle. Okay.
Like
just
I said,
just say you're upset at me for that.
I told you that I would. It doesn't matter. I knew it was going to lose, but I wanted to be with you on it because
so
I knew you needed.
You're saying
it.
I'm the mush of the show?
No, I'm not saying you're the mush. I'm just saying that. You know, playing an over 9.5 with the Mariners is not, you know, something I would do on a nightly basis. It's not
I thought they were going to break out.
The Angels have been playing 2-1 games now for about 3 weeks straight. 1-0 game. 1-0 game. 2-1 last. 4-1 last night. 2-0 the night before that. 2-0. You know. So it is what it is. But I told you.
So
the Warriors.
So why can't you buy in? I told you. I started the show. Negativity be gone. Carver.
Well,
get
because
the
I told you that I would join you on it. Because if the Warriors won, I wouldn't really care. And the Warriors won.
But you're telling me
really
we can't
care.
Get 8 runs from the net. I mean, we're into the bullpen. Maybe
that game's why? That game's over. That game's finished. We're not getting 10 runs in that game.
Well, if we get 10 runs, what are you gonna do?
I'll take the ticket and I'll donate it to something. All right, that's what I'll do.
You're going to donate it to something?
To something.
Meals on Wheels? What are you going to do? Meals on Wheels?
It's not winning. Ohtani on the mound. Have they even gotten a hit, the Mariners? Do the Mariners have a hit tonight? Let me ask that.
I like when you get hot. You know, I could bash all of your golf picks sometimes. You know? I don't do that.
You're not going to be bashing them this weekend. We didn't even get to talk about the golf because we just spent 20 minutes about this dopey cold weather thing. Here's the story with the golf. Round one, Adam Hadwin, Canadian, -4 is the leader. Of course, I only play him for first round leader just about every other week, and this week I didn't. So that was 120-1 that we never played for Hadwin. And then you've got a cast of characters behind him. We obviously know who Rory McIlroy is, but... Lingmurth, Taren, Doffy, there's some kid from South Africa I've never heard for in my life, Joel Damon, the Buckethead man, and then you have some bigger names at the -2 area, Joe. Dustin Johnson, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Justin Rose, Brian Harman, JT Morikawa, and Rahm all lingering at -1, Willie Z -1, Homa -1. So you have, Joe, realistically... still about 40 guys within 4 or 5 shots of the lead going into round two. So there is I'm going to say this, Joe. You could still find, there are guys, the guys who are at even right now, four shots back, they're in the mix, man. If you want to play a Matsuyama or you want to play I still think Burger Time has got some juice to him. Scheffler's at even. What are they giving you for Scheffler right now at even, Joe? He finished strong today with a couple of birdies to get him off that +2.
17-1.
Yeah, I mean, I still think Scheffler is a good play at 17-1. He's not that many four shots back.
What about Andrew Wise? Do we have Aaron Wise?
Aaron Wise. Wise chips? I don't really want to be on Wise. Wise isn't for me.
Do any of these deep guys, can they make any run here? How about Lowry, 80-1?
Yeah, Lowry bothered me today. The problem with Lowry is, Joe, he finished 2 over. He's 6 shots back, which isn't impossible, but, man, he played bad on the back 9 today.
I hear you. How about Cam Smith, 70-1?
Same thing. What do they have? They have Lowry at 90?
No, 80.
And they have Cam Smith at 70?
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 shots back. This is not a good course for him. That's why I wasn't really in on him.
All right, so then what about something in the middle of the meet here? What about...
I think that for middle of the... You want something that's
Harman?
Not...
Like 55?
No, Harman's not going to win. I think that the deepest I would go right now, Joe, the furthest back I would go...
You're on Zalatoris. He's 24-1.
Yeah, I still think, and he's still got it. He's only 3 back.
What about Shoffley?
Yeah, I never bet him because he's stuck it. He's stuck it in my heart way too many times. I don't want anything to do with him.
So then, that's the one we should take.
So go ahead and take him. I'm not taking him. He's 4 back. He's obviously still in the mix. He's 28-1. I'd probably the furthest I'd go is Berger at 65. That might be the furthest I'd go.
You don't like Shoffley in any because he's stuck.
There's guys, Joe, that I will not play under any circumstance whatsoever. He's one of those guys. I don't want anything to do with him. You want to go ahead and be a hero? Go ahead.
I am a hero. Hero. Hey, hero.
Please go play Xander at 28-1. Yeah, I would back it up with a top 10 to get your money back because he'll break your heart. So that's just my suggestion to you. I think Rom's still a good price at 12-1 too.
You like Rom, huh?
Rom, you got me. And Rom comes out on fire tomorrow. That thing's gonna plummet to 3-1 before you know it. I watched his whole back nine today too. He battled. He had a lot of fighting.
What can we put it with is the question. What can we mix it with? UCLA? Pac-12?
No, I'm not sitting on a winning ticket for the U.S. Open for 9 months. I'm not
even though they play in cold weather?
Yeah.
I see. Now you're not going to let it roll off your skin now? Well, I thought we're done. You got to be like, set it and forget it.
No,
I'm good.
You got
it out in the open and that's
it. I'm good.
You can't be like Velcro now.
Oh, no, there's no Velcro. You're lucky that UCLA doesn't play in cold weather, so they'll be okay.
I'm lucky now?
Yeah, I mean, you want to back them, play that old man football, the old man football, where you don't throw.
We run it down your throat.
Yeah, that stuff. You know, like watching the NFL films back in the 70s. You know, that's what people think that we still need to do in January and December. It's just not true anymore.
Run it down your throat.
We got some matchups for tomorrow too, Joe. That I think.
Head to head.
Head to head. Head to head.
I can't do that.
That's too much for you. You don't want to get involved. I mean, what about the baseball tomorrow? You like anything in baseball?
Yeah, I do like in the baseball.
What do you got?
I actually like a side tomorrow in the baseball.
A side, really?
Yeah. You're going to laugh.
Got a couple afternoon games, too. Phillies, Nats, Braves, Cubs. Braves has won 14 in a row. Man, let me tell you, they've really been playing some stellar competition during this 14-game win streak. Now they get the Cubs this weekend who've lost 10 games in a row. God.
You want to know who I like?
Yeah, who do you like, Joe?
I like the Pirates, plus 172 tomorrow night.
Thompson against Rodon with the Giants coming to town, huh? Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back, wrap this one up as the Warriors have won another title. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
They
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. As we're wrapping this one up, Warriors win, fourth title in the last 8 years. Big redemption after being down on the mat the last couple seasons with everybody hurt. Come back and they win. Steph finally wins his finals MVP, which I thought Gabe said it best. Gabe just tweeted this, Joe. He said, now all the media people can stop crying that Steph never won the finals MVP. That's all that it was. That's a good job by Gabe. He's right. Enough. Now you don't have to listen to that anymore. So, good for the Warriors, Joe. Good for me. Cash tickets. That's all that really matters
good.
In my book.
You got it.
That's it.
Now, did you have the Warriors in six?
No, I had them. Well, kind of. I had them minus 1.5. So I needed them to win in six or less. So it was. You know, I didn't have them specifically exactly in six. I just had them minus 1.5. So, it's a good play. I actually had it parlayed with the Lightning minus 1.5 against the Rangers and the Avalanche minus 1.5 against who'd they beat? The Oilers. Tomorrow night, Joe, we'll get more into the hockey for Saturday, game number 2. Lightning and Avs as we head into the weekend. We'll do more U.S. Open as we'll know who gets cut Who's going to get chopped tomorrow, Joe? Chopped.
I hope it's not Morikawa.
If he gets chopped tomorrow, that means he would have had a real bad day.
No. Yeah.
So. All right, Joe. Stay out of the cold weather, all right? Nice job, as always, by Andrew Torres. Congrats to the Warriors. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets, especially Joe's alt 9.5 over in the Seattle Angel game, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the grid. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.